Why are no thinkers among the 8 billion? Warren Buffett 2. I am reading a thought-provoking book. There it is again. The language distortion. No, the book is triggering thinking about it. It triggered for me real thinking. Not thoughts. I stayed up 3 hours later than usual to have the time to think. All thinking starts with something disturbing. Like a feeling, like a now what? For me. I could escape it, but mostly I don't. I make time for myself to think this through. So it was almost 10 a.m. when I got up this morning. My usual is between 5:30 and 7:30. By the way, the language issue. Thinking versus thinking about, thinking versus having thoughts. You probably have no idea what I am talking about. Ugh, you would have never caught that. You can't hear the difference between having thoughts and thinking. In fact, 99% of humanity never thinks. Although they have thousands of thoughts every single day. 90% of them are repetitive. Maybe more. Thinking is hard work, and in a world where work is a dirty four-letter word, of course people don't think. It is not that you couldn't if you wanted to. Admittedly, it would take you a while to learn to think, but you do have the equipment. Just not the skill of thinking. Anyway, the book is about religion. Believing in a personal God that gives a hoot about you, watches you and has set up rules for you. Osho talks about religion and religiousness as two different things, and I think he is accurate in that. But in the area of ability and inclination to think, there is no difference in them. Neither of them think. Religion is like having a backdrop that you share with a group of other people. A backdrop that tells you what is right and what is wrong, and what is and what isn't. What thoughts you should have and what thoughts you shouldn't. The video towards the end of this article explains how and why. In essence, religion tells you not to think, not to use your brain for thinking. There is no need. It says. The book didn't get a lot of reviews, although all of the ones it got were 5 stars. People were afraid or unable to say, I like it. I was thinking with it. I allowed myself to be taken to places where the book took me. I was thinking. Not many people who read it wanted to think. It is a thriller after all. Religion becomes people identity. If you question anything, you question their own validity. So the result, no self, no autonomy, nobody home. I also had the question, is it, maybe, religion that keeps people's vibration low? I muscle tested and the answer was yes. Both religiousness and religion. Religion is a dogma. Rendering you unwilling to think, lest you are sacrilegious, and it renders you cowardly. From my vantage point it, most importantly, robs you of what it takes to become all you can become. Religion does that by making you, keeping you have your hand out for alms. And not even think about really working for what you want, creating what you want. Is it every religion? Yes. So what is a religion? A non-religion person says, if it is to be, it is up to me. A religious person says, God please help me have that, and stops generating. A religious person knows already what to think. It is written, or word of mouth. No need to think. By the way, I wouldn't give a rat's ass what religion is doing if it allowed you to think, allowed you to grow, allowed you to be free. It doesn't. It doesn't allow you to do any of the things you need to do to raise your vibration and to grow into who you were meant to be. I am totally heartbroken when I am telling you that the main difference between the 1000 and the 8 billion is that the 1000 isn't religious. Oi. Humans, mistakenly, overvalue knowledge, memory, and undervalue thinking. But our capacity for knowledge is tiny. While our capacity for thinking is huge, but unused. When they say that humans only use less than 3% of their brain, this, thinking, critical thinking is what they refer to. Here is a surprising TED talk that all my students should watch, and get what I have been talking about. Griping about. You think that repeating what I have said has value. That even understanding what I said has value. But the only thing that has value is what you do with what you heard, the only thing with what you do with what you understood. Religion is what prevents you from using your brain for thinking. Thinking doesn't seem necessary. All of everything is laid out, all you need to do is just know it. And this is why humanity's vibration, IQ and overall life satisfaction are dropping. You are not using what is special about humans. And that is exceedingly the case. As life is getting more and more complex, the only thing that could reverse this trend of dropping is thinking. Okay, watch the video and get back to me. Is there a way to curtail the effect of religion, the effect that prevents you of benefiting from what I teach? We shall see. I don't know. One possible way is to have projects. Projects need to be designed, thinking. Steps, Milestones, outcomes need to be designed, thinking. And then distinctions, you need to be use them to get the results. If you don't have a project of your own that will require you to use what I teach, then you are wasting your time reading my articles. Even the best vehicle is useless unless you learn to drive it through driving it. And if you just want to feel better, I am sorry, my stuff is not going to help you. Even a broken clock is right twice a day. If you would like to participate in this experiment to see if setting up and working on projects can overcome the inability and unwillingness to think. If you are more than simply interested in me finding out, but you are willing to be a participant, then please email me. Sophie@yourvibration.com. P.S. Also, the whole idea of being cause. Being at cause, having something to say in the matter is a promising avenue. Having the capacity to be cause is not enough. Causing is a mindset. And people are unwilling to cause. In my experience. Anything. Not their attitude, not their actions, not their speaking. None. It seems that religion removes your backbone one vertebrae at a time.